Okay, before we start this episode, we're going to observe a moment of silence for the victims of the devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. I would just like to say that my thoughts and prayers are with those affected by the earthquake and with the people of Turkey and Syria at this difficult time, at this really difficult time, to be honest. It's really heartbreaking and difficult. And all I would want to say is that I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty, that He eases the pain and suffering of people either in Turkey or in Syria. And again, help the people in there to get better and protect them. And again, comfort those who've lost their loved ones in this difficult time in a way. Other than that, really, I highly recommend all of you listening right now to give or donate to relief efforts and help in any way possible you can. Again, I'll leave links to charities in the show notes below so you can check it out, so you can help out and donate as much as you can. Thank you very much. And now on to our bonus episode. Hello everybody, my name is Maun, and this is a bonus episode of Maun's Gadget Talk. As I've mentioned earlier, I've been on a bit of a break for a while, but we'll be back in around 2 weeks' time. But until then, I thought I'd give you guys a bonus episode. So for those of you unaware or have been living under a rock, an AI-powered chatbot called ChatGPT has taken the world by storm, quite literally, allowing users to get full-blown results to complex queries. Queries, as you may call it, write up articles, essays, poems, and much more. It's been able to pass medical school and MBA exams without any difficulty, so much so that Microsoft and Google, well, Google and Microsoft, apparently, have created their own takes on ChatGPT, which is this game-changing AI tool, with Microsoft, on the other hand, investing in and using technology built by ChatGPT's developer, OpenAI, a multi-billion dollar startup as we know it. Now, to be fair, as of recording this episode, I've tried the preview version of the new Bing that just came out yesterday, Bing AI, as we all know it. And so far, it's really impressive for a casual user, but again, generally well-designed and robust for even power users. Like most users, I'm currently on the wait list for that. But then again, I can see how this can change the way we work and do things. But we're going to ask ChatGPT a bunch of things, really, related to tech generally, but also some highly unrelated stuff. Now, I want to preface this by saying that it's by no means accurate. It can only source all information in a way up to the year 2021. It's written on the site, if you look, read it up a bit before typing it in, and can generate responses in a way that is true. In fact, an AI professor, an expert in AI, called it, and apologize for the strong language, how do I describe it without being graphic? A BS generator. Make it what you will from that. They're basically turning anything that is basically a lie into a fact, which is kind of dangerous. Take the results I'll be generating with a pinch of salt. And hey, I kind of warned you straight away, all right? Let's get rolling, shall we? All right, so I've actually used ChatGPT a few days back to kind of play around and see how it works. And as I said, you have to say I've kind of been late to the party when it comes to ChatGPT and how it works. But again, as I said, I've kind of gotten the hang of it. So as I said, I've gotten it to generate commands. Like, for example, I've asked it to generate code for an Alexa skill, allowing me to listen to any internet radio station if I have the streaming link for that. And it gave me literally a long piece of code. Now, again, I'll post this on my Twitter, so you can go and give it a test if you want. I'm on Twitter, at @say_mount99. Follow me there if you can. But yeah, as I said, it gave me a long code, kind of, so I can copy this in. Basically, copy-pasted into Amazon's tools, kind of, to create Alexa skills and see if it works. And then, for funsies on top of that, let's see if it refreshes again. So the problem I kind of have with ChatGPT, and this is, I think, this shows you how much of a recent release this is whenever I load it up, it kind of gets cuts to an error. It does load up the query, but then after I use it again, it cuts to an error unless I refresh. So I think that's to do with how it works. Okay, I digress. So also on top of that, recently I asked it to code up Tetris using Python, and I know a bit of Python, so again, it's pretty cool what it's able to bring up, in the sense that it mentioned the relevant libraries to import more than everything. And on top of that, kind of code write up the entire Tetris game, a version of it really, using its code. It's pretty impressive what you can do with Chat GPT. Let's see if we could make let it do something more interesting. Let's just type this here. Make a that's how what's the most impossible thing to code? Make a tick tack toe tick tack toe game using Python. No, let's just enter this right in. Hopefully it doesn't pop up an error. And again, it's giving me a response, and it says here's a simple implementation of tic-tac-toe in Python. And for now, I've actually learned a little bit of Python on the side the past couple of years for my computer science. And it's creating a func now, as far as I understand what's going on, is it's creating a function. It's creating variables for tic-tac-toe primarily, and then it's adding in, it's printing up rows, so it brings up those variables, and then it made another function. Again, I'll post the code for this on my Twitter, so you can check it out at your convenience. So that's something to take into consideration. But yeah, it's again, it's coding up an entire game of tic-tac-toe if you're really into that. So this is the crazy part about ChatGPT here. It's quite trivial. But again, you can think of the possibilities if this is applied for, again, if it's accessible to regular people as it is. And again, it takes out quite repetitive tasks out of the equation. So again, it just now I got it to code up tic-tac-toe in Python, which is, again, you could do it normally, you could spend hours Googling, but it is pulling it up within a few minutes. And I think this is the game-changing part of the technology. And if you're a regular casual user, you're gonna be excited. And I can see the hype with this in a way. So yeah, just now I ran the tic-tac-toe game in Python in a compiler, online compiler, and it actually worked. It obviously was text-based, so it was still running on through the client, let's just say through the compiler. It wasn't a full-on program, but the fact that it kind of worked, you can kind of see that there's some people out there who will actually might potentially use this to kind of code up and create solutions, technological solutions of their own, without needing to learn any bit of coding or have any command or understanding of coding and logic and things like that. So you literally can just jump the queue, and I think it could be cool and it could be dangerous. You never know. I mean, so that's something worth pointing out. Now let's actually get it to ask some more ridiculously insane, mundane questions, quite more trivial and boring kind. So, alright. So I asked ChatGPT first about something, random, about to write something up about corporate, and I asked it to write in less than 250 words about best practices for retaining staff and increasing company loyalty. Now, really, the key tip I'd say for anyone wanting to use this to make it write in a particular way is to, for example, in the prompt to say you're this or you're that. So in this case, I said you're a corporate consultant, and I got it to write in less than, see if it actually wrote in less than 250 words. It's giving me six different points. But it says retaining employees, increasing customer loyalty is crucial for any business. Here are some best practices that can help. And it goes on and on. Obviously, in summary, it went on saying quite generic stuff, which is offer competitive compensation and benefits, foster a positive work environment, provide opportunities for growth and development, encourage open communication, recognize and reward good performance, offer flexible work arrangements. Can't believe an AI is telling you that. Flexible work arrangements. Encourage work-life balance. Now, this is where I'm really scared for consulting companies, your McKinsey's and KPMG's of the world, that the people working there, unless they sharpen up their skills or, you know, get much more experience, they're going to go out of work for quite mundane advice, really. Because if an AI can tell you things like that, really, and of course it's scraping it from information from the internet, and it's being, you know, it's, you know, improving it with continuous feedback. Yeah, I mean, it's seriously, I can see a lot of people are definitely scared of its impact, that it could really be the end of certain professions like consulting. But maybe that's just me. That could be the case. But in the end, it actually wrote in conclusion, implementing these best practices can help build a positive and supportive work environment, increase employee satisfaction, reduce turnover. A loyally engaged workforce is essential to the success of any business. And that's what it says, according to this little AI, piece of AI, let's just say that. Now let's just get to ask something else. And also, when it comes to podcasts, now I've talked about business and obviously coding, these are really potential areas where AI can definitely help, of course. But also podcasts could be a big deal in the sense that it can help with scripting, really summarizing, and really, again, it can save a lot of time in terms of scripting and research. So it can really pull in information quickly and allow you to make a podcast on anything. And right now I kind of asked it for 5 content ideas for a podcast, for a smash hit podcast, mind you. It gave me 5 different ideas. First is true crime. Again, seems like it's learning from the internet. A second one is pop culture, which makes sense. You know, people like to hear from those about and to recap of a popular movie or series. Personal development, history, and entrepreneurship. The last one is, but it's all quite generic answers, in my own opinion. It's quite interesting. In a way, but again, I'm only just scratching the tip of the iceberg, let's just say, scratching the surface of what it's possible, in a way. So yeah, definitely can help with content ideas and things like that. Now, I decided to kind of ask it tech questions, because why not? But obviously, what is kind of heavily obvious is how outdated the information is. So I asked it, which is the best Android smartphone for under $1,000? And it gave me a few options, but again, you know that this was coded, it was trained with data from many, many years ago. And here are the 5 options that ChatGPT mentions for best phone Android phones under $1,000. Number 1, the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE, a flagship-level smartphone with a large 6.5-inch display, high-end camera system, and long battery life. Wow, it's coming out of the gates gunning. Number 2, the Google Pixel 5. The latest Pixel smartphone offers a sleek design, top-notch camera performance, and the latest version of Android software. Okay. It clearly is researched quite well. Number 3 is the OnePlus 9, a flagship-level smartphone with high-end specs, including a fast processor and a high refresh rate display. Number 4 is the Xiaomi Mi 11. Surprised to see a Xiaomi on this list. An affordable flagship-level smartphone with a large AMOLED display and high-end camera system. And then lastly is Samsung Galaxy A52, an A-series phone. A mid-range smartphone with a large 6.5-inch display, fast processor, and a high-quality camera system. Now, what I kind of find interesting is it did not mention in what the specs really were. It just gave you that detail. But also, what is this quite outdated. So this is probably was like the best Android phones list from like 3 years ago. Sorry to say. From like 2-3 years ago. You can clearly see that with the data here. Let's just ask it more questions, since we're already kind of going to have fun. Feeling bored, might as well ask it something more interesting. See if it refreshes. I mean, it takes its sweet, sweet time, because there are so many people who are using it at the very same time, more than everything. Why can't this load quickly enough? So I've kind of asked ChatGPT what OS is better, Android or iOS, and it gave a very diplomatic answer. As an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or preferences. However, both Android and iOS are popular smartphone operating systems with their unique strengths and weaknesses. Android is an open source operating system based on Linux, which means that it's highly customizable. It's used by many phone manufacturers. It's basically telling what we already knew all along. And it mentioned by iOS that it's only on Apple's iPhone. It's, you know, it's known for its streamlined user experience and tight security. And its conclusion came out to, ultimately, the choice between Android and iOS comes down to personal preference and what is most important to you. Some people prefer the versatility and customization of Android, while others prefer the simplicity and security of iOS. So, yeah, it's quite basic answers in my own opinions. So I think this is where, like, Bing AI will definitely help. Bing AI will absolutely be utilizing up-to-date information from the internet to give you, like, recommendations. Really help out these kinds of requests and information. And, again, parse it using AI. But it's clearly telling its age, you know, in terms of how it is. All right, also on top of everything, I just want to keep on, like, seeing, you know, what it can bring up. So I asked it to explain less than 200 words the benefits of using an EV, and this is what it has to say. Electric vehicles offer several benefits over traditional gasoline-powered vehicles. One of the main advantages of EVs is that they are much more environmentally friendly, no surprises there, as they produce zero tailpipe emissions. That's expected, and have a lower carbon footprint over their lifetime. Another benefit of EVs is that their efficiency, mind you, as they convert around 70-80% of the energy stored in their battery into motion, compared to just 15-20% for a traditional internal combustion engine. This means that EVs are significantly cheaper to operate, with energy costs per mile driven being a fraction of those for gasoline-powered vehicles. Additionally, EVs are often cheaper to maintain as they have fewer moving parts and do not require oil changes, timing belt replacements, or other routine maintenance items. Finally, EVs offer a quiet and smooth driving experience as they have no engine noise, vibration, or gear changes. Now, it's very generic, if you ask me. I mean, I've heard the hype with this. You can clearly tell. Okay, let's just ask it more a detailed question. Oh, the earbud went away. let's refresh this again and ask a more interesting question than everything. All right, so moving on to EVs, I've asked it again, this time to ask which EV is better, the Tesla Model X or the Rivian R1T. Now, keep in mind, as ChatGPT said, that its data, obviously, the information it knows, it has limited knowledge of things after 2021. These cars have come out before that, so it should know a thing or two. And its response is, comparing the Tesla Model X and the Rivian R1T is not a straightforward task, as both vehicles are designed for different purposes and target markets, and therefore have different strengths and weaknesses. And basically, and it kind of goes on to explain the two cars in good detail, in a way, given its strengths and all. And in the end, it says, ultimately, the choice between the Model X and the R1T will come down to personal preferences and intended use. If you're looking for a spacious, luxurious electric SUV for daily use, the Model X might be the better choice. If you want an electric vehicle for outdoor adventures and heavy-duty tasks, the R1T is a compelling option. Boy, it really does know quite a lot. Again, but then again, once you kind of give it information, or you tell it, just explain something, and it's not really something that's currently happening at the very moment, at this point of time. It kind of happened a few years back. It will just parse it through and give it to you properly, so I think that's a good thing. But yeah, can't wait to see an updated version of this. But that's, I think this is the one big limitation. And again, if you try to ask it for anything at this moment of time, what's happening again in this day and age, it'll not give you a proper result. So this is something to take into consideration, I mean, in a way. Let's just ask it two last things, and I think we'll just cut to the chase, really. Alright, so you know me very well that I'm an F1 fan, so I kind of asked it to predict which team will win this year's Formula 1 World Champ, this year's season, I mean, who will win this year in F1, the World Championship, kind of, the World Drivers' Championship and the Constructors' Championship. And this is where its biggest limitation also comes in, as it stated, as an AI language model, I do not have the ability to predict future events. But it kind of explains it that basically it really depends on a few factors. It's based on the performance of each team leading up to championship, the strategy Oh, if you're a Ferrari fan, you know that you'll feel pain in your chest right now. Strategy and conditions of each race. And it says in the end, it's best to wait until the season begins to get a better understanding of the situation and see which team has the edge. Ooh, I think we'll just, you know what? I think, honestly, it's been quite fun to hear from ChatGPT. And as I said, in my like short time using it and obviously showing you or you're hearing from me what it has to say on a whole bunch of things. You can clearly see in my own opinion, the limitations and drawbacks of something as cool as ChatGPT. First up is the fact that it, as it's written here, limited knowledge of a world and events after 2021, which I think is a real drawback, in my own opinion. Maybe the other competing solutions can outpace them in that regard. But as I said, another drawback too, and I think that's probably them playing on the safe side, is it cannot predict future outcomes or events. Even if it does have access to a rich amount of information, it cannot predict outcomes, which I think, again, it's basically OpenAI playing it safe. And third one is it's open to, and also the third one I'd say, and this is what everyone else has also been saying, is that it can take information that is completely incorrect and make it seem that it's correct, as I've said earlier. And I've not shown it here, but it could be the case for others, so that's something definitely to keep in mind. But yeah, have you tried ChatGPT? Have your buddies tried it? Have your friends or colleagues tried it? Have they found it useful? Is it really overrated? Is it underrated? Is it really gonna change the world? Let me know. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Sayed_Maun99. Message me there. Send a message. Follow me there if you can. Send a post or tweet my way, and I'll be happy to talk to you anytime. And I guess I said we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with a full episode of Maun's Gadget Talk. For me, it's basically trying to get back into the loop of things with podcasting because again, it's been a long, long while, and I've kind of been lazy, so I have to just want to get back into the loop. Let's just say that. So yeah, till the next episode. This is your boy Maun signing out. Wherever you are, whatever you're up to, I hope you're safe and sound. And again, have an awesome day. All right. Thank you for listening, and again, have an awesome day. All right. Ciao.